Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Delawam.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you, my brother?
Can't complain, man. Can't complain. All is good. I hope you had a good day.
No, Putzama, I had a good day. It's ups and downs as usual, working.
But yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I made it through.
thank God, man. Thank God. Thank God you made it through. I had a fantastic one, but loving the weather above all, eh? I think the weather is good, man. I'm a summer-loving person. I do know that a lot of people don't love summer, but I just absolutely love it. I'm looking forward to it. So there are signs that we're going to be getting to spring very soon.
Good stuff. No, I'm with you.
Now, our topic today talks about the Sabbath, a delight.
Yes, sir.
And, of course, you're joining us from the Weaving Reeds team to share with us about the Sabbath and how this relates to our parenting and, of course, our families. I must declare up front to those who are listening and to you that the Sabbath is one of those very close subjects, to my heart. I have a lot to say about that. Now, please share with us what this particular subject is all about, pertaining to parenting especially.
Yes, no, I think firstly, thank you so much for giving us the platform as we really a ministry that's focused on helping African parents implement parenting principles as how God gives us. And, you know, from that perspective, one begins to look at the Sabbath as a gift for man. You know, Jesus Christ speaks of the Sabbath in the book of Mark chapter 2, verse 23, when he describes that this is actually a gift that God gave. He says the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, and if you remember that conversation, you know, the Pharisees are really trying to test him around, you know, what could be done, what could not be done. And so Weaving Reeds, of course, with the perspective of I mean, if you recall from the previous engagements with my other team members, is really celebrating the work of Jacobeth, as she weaved the basket for Moses. And so from that lens, it is us as a team acknowledging the importance of the Sabbath in family life, the importance of the Sabbath in instilling the principles that should guide us in how we should raise our children. And I think paramount to that is acknowledging that children are a gift from God. And so we need divine guidance in how we guide and raise our children. So the Sabbath becomes integral because this is a gift that God gave us to connect with him, to acknowledge him as our creator, to acknowledge him as the one who not only created us, but the one who also recreates us, you know, after the fall of man, that the Sabbath is still that relevant mark, that symbol that reminds us that God is the one that recreates us, God is the one that saves us from our sin. So it really is that very deliberate perspective on parenting via God's way. And so that's why we're saying, no, the Sabbath should be a delight. It should be that day where we as a family celebrate together. The children should see the Sabbath as a day to celebrate. It should be one of those where, hey, tell us in the Sabbath. And I think it's about finding ways, especially for us as African parents, finding ways in making the Sabbath relevant for our children, making it a delight,
When do we start teaching them about the Sabbath?
The interesting perspective, Putzama, is that I think teaching happens even before a child is born.
Right.
Yes. So the science teaches us that, you know, from when a child is in the womb, you are able to speak, to play music. I mean, there's even some research that's been done where certain types of music were played to children while they were still in the womb. And that also began to form their love for that type of music. So the way we as parents, when we are in waiting, we should create environments that allow even our children in the womb to acknowledge what is happening on that day. There should be a difference between that day and the other days. Then, of course, you know, practically after a child is born, even from when they you know, just arrived from the hospital.
Yep.
You know, as families, we celebrate the Sabbath.
Mm.
And yes, it may seem that they don't know what's happening or they can't participate, but it is our responsibility to teach
mm-hmm.
Those principles from then on. So it's there. It's you know, postpartum, you're now really getting into the official teachings of the Sabbath.
Yeah,
the child's there, whether they're crying, what's happening. We then implement the principle, and of course, then as they continue to grow, you adjust it to their age, to what they are able to consume, to learn. Because one of the things that maybe it's a contemporary thinking, but mm-hmm. I don't think it's contemporary thinking, because also the episode that was recorded with Mumfundis Pap actually touches on the yes, we may have had different eras of parenting, but the principles are the same. So I don't want to call it contemporary, lest I, you know, interpret it incorrectly. But there's an understanding that sometimes we may think that we know better than our forefathers or etc. But there's so many principles that we can learn from them in applying how we raise children. And so, yes, we have maybe, you know, better environments where we live, etc. But the principle of raising these kids are still the same. I always think of I was a child myself. There are certain things that I liked as a child, certain things that I did not like. And so I need to always remember that this child will also grow up to be an adult one day. And so, as you say, when do we start? From that perspective, beyond, before birth, after birth. But of course, as we raise the children, we have to adjust what we are teaching them to be relevant to their age. So I can't, you know, as a final example, I can't say to the kids, hey, let's have a 30-minute intense Bible study or 1-hour Bible study
mm-hmm.
when I'm dealing with a 2-year-old.
Yeah, true, true.
So my teaching the 2-year-old of the Sabbath must be relevant to the 2-year-old. When they're 3, when they're 4, 5, and then we adjust accordingly. So in summary, Puzama, I would say that should be how we look at it. Let's make it relevant to the different ages, but also capture, because we want to capture their interest, we want to capture their love for it. It should, when they grow up, it's like when we are now grown, if I, you know, look at you and I right now,
mm-hmm.
one of the best memories in our lives should be the Sabbath. And so if we do it right, we then create those memories in their memory bank, that when they're 25, when they're 30, when they're 40, when they remember their childhood days, they should remember those Sabbath days as one of their best moments. Yeah.
Now, tell me, my elder, you know, I'm actually looking back at the children, you know, how people raised the children from back in the day to today, from when mothers would not even bring a snack. You know, sometimes a church service can be quite long for the child, and that they would then teach back in the day that no, you cannot, but the child must get used to the fact that when you are in the service, you are in the service,
yes.
And then there will be time to eat. So no time to be taking out the child just for a little snack and then going back. So because the child is getting unsettled, they're crying in the church, and it's all sorts of discomfort. Today, when we see parents are quite okay to sit outside or sit at the back and, you know, give a snack here, give water here and there, a juice here and there, et cetera, so that the children can actually be comfortable. And I'm actually glad with your ministry that you've actually touched on this subject, because, you know, many things have gone by in this, you know, area. But then let's look at, you know, maybe children that are starting to understand, knowing their names, knowing this is mom,
sure.
dad,
mm.
and family, etc. Do you think that they should have a good understanding of the sacredness of the Sabbath and the holiness of the day itself? I'm saying this because we sometimes see that when children come to church, they're really coming in for fun and games. I don't know if they do have a proper understanding of what the Sabbath is and how sacred it is. Do you think that we should teach that, or they should just discover it when they are much older than maybe 5, 6, 7 years old?
Brilliant question. And it's actually one of the reasons why we have this, you know, this ministry. It's to help us. It's because we acknowledge that, you know, parenting is a very special calling. Yes, we make decisions to do it, but the one who gives us the privilege to be parents, mm-hmm. who is God, can help us to parent. And so we acknowledge that. So that's the first step. So the second part is, yes, it's important that we teach the sacredness of the Sabbath. And I'm saying this because we are saying to children that this is the God who created the world, mm-hmm. who created the heavens, who created the earth. This is the God who is like God. Mm-hmm. And the respect that we accord to earthly kings, I mean, when we are invited by earthly kings and there's protocol, you know, sit here, do this, stand up, you know. And when we go with children to those events, we are strict. Mm. We're like, hey, you know, the president is coming in, stand up. Everybody stands up. You can't sit down until the president has, you know, gotten on the podium. And all the children are standing and they're all obedient in their school uniform. Mm-hmm. And then once the president sits down, then you'll get an instruction maybe from the MC. No, everyone can sit down. So if we are able to instruct children with earthly leaders, what more the God who created the universe, what more? And this is his sacred day. So I'm saying that is central to it. It's about them seeing the importance, the greatness of God, this God that their parents have chosen. Mm-hmm. And that's the point I wanted to go to, that it is important that we acknowledge that we are the ones that have chosen. The children haven't chosen. It's our responsibility to teach them, mm-hmm. but also to acknowledge that this is our choice. We are raising them in our choice. One day they will come to a point where they can choose. But whilst they are still under our care, we have a responsibility to teach them the right principles of the Sabbath. Mm-hmm. When it comes to I don't know what to call it, but the modalities, you know, how it happens at each age, I think that will differ from, you know, child to child, parent to parent situations, different situations where we are, you know, because children are individuals as well. Different children are different. You know, there are some kids that you have to tell once that, you know what, listen, and when we go to church, what we do this, and then that one just listens. Then there's the other one where you must tell like 10 times. Even when you're in church, you must, hey, that. Mamela, remember we spoke about this. When we're here, this is what happens. Okay, yes, Papa, I hear you. So I think, as I say, you know, that will be, those will be different applications, but the principle will still be the same. Mm-hmm. There will still be, listen, this day is sacred. So it's not even just the issue of, even if you're at home and you're having the Sabbath service at home, there is still some set of order that you would put in place because it's about the day. It's about that moment of the day that God has set aside. So being in public worship and in church, there are certain, as I was using the example of the earthly leaders and monarchs, there are certain, you know, ways of orders of worship that we have put together as people because of our own little understanding of how God is to be worshipped. Mm-hmm. And so because of those, we must teach our kids those ways of doing things. If we're saying, you know, it's time for prayer in church, let's be quiet, this is how we're doing it, that's how it's done.
Yep.
And, you know, until we come up with a new method, this is the one, you know. And we need to pass that on.
Yeah.
But with love and with grace, let's learn from also the mistakes of the past or whatever, you know. And but love and grace must be at the center of teaching them the sacredness of the Sabbath. Yeah.
Now, before I let you go, Mdalawam, I don't know what should or how should parents approach there's some kind of a silent competition between the Sabbath and school. And we see that many parents have actually given in into, you know, this pressure from the children that I've got to be at school. Mm. I've got a Saturday class and I need to be there. I need to catch up. Otherwise, I'm going to fail. Mm. The teacher said they're going to put me out, etc., etc. And you find that While we ourselves as parents would want to be at church, we then would compromise for them because they need to achieve academic excellence or even participation at school, you know, extramural activities. I'm going to give you just about 2 minutes to respond as our time is over. But before you do, I had interesting conversations, which was very brief, because in October, you know, my children's school, they're having a beautiful activity. They've had it last year for the first time. You know, it's a talent show at school, etc. Now, it's going to be held on a Friday evening. So I had to break it down to my kids that, guys, you do know that it's on a Friday evening. Yes, Daddy, we do know. And you know what day is that? Yes, it's the Sabbath. Okay, so which means that let's have it very clear that we are not going to attend that, and you guys are not going to participate. And you could see the change in their faces because they were looking forward to it. And I hear this from many parents that it seems as though when you're breaking the news that we're going to have to go to church instead of a school fun activity, you're spoiling everything for them. And their parents then end up giving in. What's your advice to parents here? Oh, my elder, please move around. I think your network is... can you hear me? Hello? Elder Tladi? Can you hear me? Oh, come on.
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, can you hear me now? Yes, I can hear you now. I think you just needed to move around a bit. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just moving about so that you can hear me.
Yeah.
Is that better?
That's better, yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, great. No, I think the first point is for parents in how to teach the children this principle of why they are not being allowed to do things that are not in line with the Sabbath principles.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to start from there, start from the point of prayer.
Mm.
And then I love how you placed that, you know, you need to engage these people.
Mm.
To them, this, you know this house, you know how we live, you know the principles we live by.
Oh, the line is deteriorating there. The line is deteriorating. My elder. Man, I think we
can think. Can you
hear? Yeah, I now can hear you. I think let's wrap it up, my elder.
Your
line is definitely deteriorating, so we just wrap it up, please. Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. But in principle, yes, I think you need to stand your ground as the one who is teaching and not compromise those principles.
Yes.
But as I said earlier, you know, with grace and with love.
Yeah.
Let them see that what you're doing it because you love them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because you despise them or you don't want them to participate.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we need to go a step further and implement other actions that can at least augment or replace the loss of that activity on other days.
Yeah.
So that they're not losing out on the experience, whatever it is, but at least they have understood the principle of the Sabbath from a loving father and a loving mother. Yeah.
Beautiful. Man, I think at this subject, I could talk about it all day, but time is definitely not our friend this afternoon. Thank you so much, my elder, for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Budzama, for having us.
Lovely.
And God bless you.
Blessings. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.